Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value. With you know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned.
That's Aaron Judge, and you got some Major League Baseball players now who are finally expressing their anger at the Astros. Ken, you're Mr. Baseball.
Thank you.
Don't you think that they've missed the mark a little bit when it comes to a punishment here? Don't you think there are people who would like to see more done to the Astros?
Well, of course, but like, you know, Drellick pointed this out yesterday, they would have lost. So I don't, you can't blame the commissioner. I mean, they would have gone to court, arbitrators would have ruled and said, you have no right to suspend these players because management dropped the ball. They didn't properly inform, whatever. It's going to get lost in litigation. So what was Manfred supposed to do? Just go through the process and fight it even though he knew he was going to lose?
Take the title away.
I mean, that he could have done. That would have been... It's been done anyway, so why not? I agree. I mean, you're right.
Why not?
It is theoretically gone. Nobody believes, other than Carlos Correa, and Jim Crane, that they deserve to have that title.
It's amazing, though. These guys make $11 million a year. That's Rob Manfred's salary. And the second there's actually something where he's forced to do his job, he's a total bumbling idiot. Like, it's amazing to me that these people are in these positions of power and have no ability to do any form of crisis management, which is literally their only job description. The commissioner's there to organize things when players act out or owners act out.
I think the answer is they want to sweep it under the rug as best they can because there are lots of things, or there are things going on that they don't want to get into elsewhere, don't you think?
I mean, Manfred already has been caught in several lies. I mean, those Wall Street Journal reports are pretty damning. The letters that he sent that were never supposed to get out, so absolutely. There's shady stuff that he has tried to cover up, even though he unveiled most of it.
Evan Drellick told me, who broke the story with Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic, that they were telling the MLB about this over and over again, and they wanted no part of actually handling the situation.
Of course they didn't. I mean, do you think that Nick Markakis went too far when he said that everybody on that team deserves a beating yesterday? No, you don't think he went too far?
No, I want frontier justice. I want baseball the old way. I want spikes up. I want chin music. I want mound brawls. I want them to bring the bullpen cart back in just so I can see vintage video of bullpen cart fights.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
Can't say that in 2020, Nick.
Too bad. You know what? They get the earth, they get the game, and they get the retaliation they deserve. You know, we had everyone who says like, oh, you know, like once you pick up that rock or once you look under the house, you'll find this much rot and this many cockroaches and this many termites. Okay, fine. But it's not about the fact that other teams are cheating. It's the degree to which Houston did and then their complete lack of humility in owning it and the apology.
Well, your lead this morning, Nick, which is not surprising because you're a honk. Was that this gets the Patriots off the hook when it comes to Spygate.
That's right.
And to Deflategate, correct?
It was a dual-fold lead. This gets the Patriots off the hook as the greatest villain in sports, and this makes baseball much more interesting because we've got a bad guy.
Spygate 2 still pending, by the way.
Okay, I'm sure that's going to change. Oh, when we find out that Tom Brady and Julian Edelman had buzzers under their shoulder pads letting them know when it was time to throw and time to catch, Ken.
In breaking news, I just saw this on Twitter. Nick Markakis joining Wendy Williams this morning.
Oh,
on the show.
Good Lord.
Bradford tells me he expects the Red Sox part of the discipline to happen soon. We've heard this before, I guess, but in the next couple days. Yeah. So if you want the Astros stripped of their title, what's coming on that report, and would then, by default, you have to strip the Red Sox of their title, even if there's just a little bit?
It depends on how extensive it is. I mean, describe to me what is just a little bit.
Like, they found that there's evidence there were some guys were using the replay room, and on a couple of occasions, I don't know.
Yeah,
they caught them red-handed.
If you're going to say that they need to do it to the Astros, then they need to do it to the Red Sox.
Nope, need to reserve judgment.
What are the social media influencers around town telling you? And Ken, real quick about that, like, you don't think that that's a little bit sad that a team like the Red Sox, who are a social travel sports destination, Governor Baker was talking about it yesterday morning on the Breakfast with Baker segment, that the Red Sox should not just be able to mend fences with their fans and curious travelers alone and not have to hire, like, I don't know, Only in Boston and other people to start putting out positive posts about them? That's pathetic.
It's every company does it, especially a multi-million dollar company.
But you shouldn't
spend money on social media success.
Oh, but having to like buy your curried favor, that's pathetic.
This was Rich's scoop yesterday, which really should not be described as a scoop.
Of course not.
But the Red Sox tried to or did use social media influencers to try to spin things in a positive way.
Nick's only mad because he's paid to do this for the Patriots.
Totally.
I only can get breweries to do it.
And where do you think Rich got this report? I mean, it's obviously a Patriots source of some kind. Probably Fitzy, for that matter. I mean, team employee Fitzy.
Were you surprised how many people were pissed about Brock Holt or no?
I'm not really because people like have loved him and his story, and he's done a lot of great stuff. I think it's overblown. I mean, for his impact on the field, I don't think it's that.
But what about his off the field impact? Like, people love him because of what he did with the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah.
And I guess he was great in the clubhouse. Several reporters have made that case. Maybe.
Yeah. Here's your old pal, Derek the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Derek,
to you, guy.
What's up, Derek?
You know, you my friend, you, are up to work.
You're a real Pete. You're a beaut, as we call him. A real uncut gem there, Fitzy.
Are you done?
No, are you done?
Because, I mean, guy, first of all, you and your victory laps, this has nothing to do with the Patriots.
It has nothing and everything to
different,
do with
them, guy. No, it has zero to do with it, boss. Okay, the other part of it is we seem to forget that isn't all resolved there for Billy and the boys down on Route 1.
Oh, yeah, how about all the Rooney Toonies running Pittsburgh down there?
This kid is stand-up, I'll tell you.
I'm actually seated right now, Derek. I love
you. You don't think that this is – you don't think that what the Astros did is worse than what the Patriots allegedly did?
No, I mean, that's such a subjective view or question. You know, the Patriots had years. They had a freaking library down there, Hilldog. You can't deny that. And everybody who – this worked out perfect because Goodell became the villain. Meanwhile, him, Trunk Guy, Bobby, and Billy are watching everybody do the Fred Astaire all over the tapes.
And so Hilldog, please. I'll have you know, Jack Lambert and everyone else down there totally did it natural. No steroids in the 70s when we were clotheslining human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking their backs.
Exactly. So, but should I sit here and say, well, everybody was doing steroids in the 70s? Because that's what you people would say.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing this.
Okay.
You and your victory lap, Stevens, you haven't been right once. You have not been right once. You have zero credibility on discussing anything Patriot-related. You have no credibility. Zero.
No credibility whatsoever.
We might as well have Mrs. Carey come on over to this show, okay? Because she'd have a little more credibility than yourself on this subject.
Derek, listen.
She might be available.
Hey, Derek,
she might, unfortunately. A guy like you still pulling a check.
Derek, as a longtime caller to the old show, you have to be sad about WAAF.
Oh, it's awful. It's a shame. Unlike some of these other morons who, you know, used to, like, they were everyday callers of yours, and, you know, they were, you know, they had AAF in their little bios on their social media, like they were employed there, and now they're kicking dirt over the grave. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's too bad, because I grew up with AAF, and yes, you were a huge part of that, no question about it. But Mike Hsu and Mistress Carey are two of the most talented people in this city on the radio. So I hope that they will, and I know they will, land on their feet, because if Stevens can get a job and they keep rolling Wiggins out, okay, I'm pretty sure those two will be okay.
Derek's just upset because Pizza Smoke won't return his text. Hey, I heard Vicky from WAAF slid into your DMs, guy.
We should try.
Yeah, and I gave that the old Heisman guy.
Who won the most annoying caller bracket on the old show?
Scott.
Was it Scott?
Yeah, it wasn't even close. That kid, he's a complete, I mean, he's got to get a light. He's calling overnights on the weekends. I mean, that's a low point. Yeah. Like, Scotty needs a job, maybe so he could go buy his own car one day, get out of his mother's house. Like, that poor kid. I used to want to rail on him, but now I just feel bad for him.
Well, listen, are you a religious...
He even called the skate pod on Sunday.
Are you a religious guy? I mean, is it possible that this new Christian contemporary format would appeal to somebody like yourself? And maybe you could start calling...
Not even a remote chance, my friend. Unfortunately, Friday, AAF will be pulled off of my, those little... buttons on my radio where I could just quickly get to them.
Presets.
People that went to school call him a preset, Hill Dog.
They could call you like
you're a P1.
They could call you like Derek the Redemption Fan or something over there. Like you could call
my quarterback went through it as well. If Big Ben can find Jesus, Hill Dog, so can I.
when all that went down with the diocese and the phone calls I made to your very show, I don't think they want any part of me.
All right, there.
But hey, go Pats, right, Steven?
That's right.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, Scott from Weymouth, come on down to Derek's junkyard. I'll sell you an 83 Buick LeSabre. Real nice.
Derek would probably make a pretty good pastor type guy on a Christian rock station.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
He's one of my favorite callers. And the guy has character, he never backs off of his hill.
Right. Right.
A little give and take. That's what sports radio is supposed to be all about. Right there, guy?
Right. It's the hellfire and brimstone guy.
It's coming for you, Stevens. They're not going to serve any of your double dry hopped IPAs with drunk guy Bobby.
That's true.
In hell for you, guy.
That's true.
Please.
Not a lie.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, like that texter earlier said, this is what Tipper Gore wanted. I mean, mm-hmm. She wanted to take the devil's music and turn it all into Christian-themed programming, and this is
exactly
what you got.
What happened.
It took her 30 years, but this is what happened. It's a very strange thing. It really is. When you worked at one place from 18 years old to 52 years old, it doesn't happen in this country anymore.
Guy, you were the backbone of WAAF.
Yeah. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Chris?
Greg, I used to listen and watch you on V66.
Yes, okay.
And was JoJo White the first DJ to play Led Zeppelin on BCN?
JoJo White played for the Boston Celtics. Who are you talking about? Was the first
DJ used to play for BCN in the 80s.
Sonny Joe White.
You mean Sonny Joe White?
That's good.
Are you talking about
Sonny Joe White?
I don't. Maybe he was. Was Sonny Joe White the first DJ to play Led Zeppelin? I mean, I remember hearing that Led Zeppelin played a club show on Lansdowne Street in like the early late 60s or early 70s. But I don't know who the first DJ in Boston was to play Led Zeppelin. I have no idea.
Dale Arnold.
It was probably not, Curtis. I don't think so. All right. We got to get to what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, since we're talking a little Patriots, are we ready for Brady Watch?
Sure.
28 days. Let's go.
Tom Brady becomes an unrestricted free agent in
28 days.
The Brady Watch is brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com.
What's the latest? I gotta know.
Well, a couple latest. Now, this was Curtis's lead in part this morning. There is some reporting that Brady is going to do a Kevin Durant-style you come to me free agency tour as opposed to the Peyton Manning I'm getting on the airplane and going and touring.
Where's he
going to
do it? Greenwich?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, yes.
He opens the new house, the Hill House,
yes.
And has people lined up outside and down the road. That would be unbelievable.
And Tom Kern has to be reporting from Greenwich about what Brady's future is.
That's Tom E. Kern to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in studio for an hour yesterday, and he was pushed on his take. What's he think? Staying or going? Here's what he said.
Where do you stand right
now? I think it's important to understand that I'm a chronicler of the news, not a predictor of the news. And as a guy who has that kind of integrity and self-esteem, I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
Okay. He's put on him on the board.
So there you go.
There's a lot of people who think he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, Fitzy is the 70-30 guy. Yeah, somebody suggested he needs to be like half over the line there on that little tote board. Son.
Yeah. I mean, but why do you think suddenly there are a lot of people that think he's gone? What one report or one piece of information do you think has done that?
It's got to be spin coming out of Brady's camp. I mean, there's nothing that's happened other than they're trying to increase the leverage that we're going to test the market.
I mean, I think, to me, if you look at the fact that the Raiders want to get that offer number out there, the 2 years at $60 million.
That's true. That's, other teams lining up.
But that's also setting the bar when it comes to the price. So now, I mean, if you're the Patriots, don't you have to think about matching or beating that offer if you're going to retain the services of Tom Brady?
But I think the biggest reason why the sort of mood is that Brady's leaving is because of the report that said that Bill Belichick has not made his thoughts on the situation known publicly to anybody in this contract negotiation, which tells you that he's going to be a free agent. And if he's a free agent, he's likely gone.
Now, Ben Affleck also was on Get Up yesterday and said he's been in group texts with his boys. Mm. Tom Brady, one of those. And here's what Brady responded to him.
I texted Tom Brady and said, are you staying in Boston or are you leaving? And he texted back with this emoji. Yeah.
Which he did the shrugging shoulder emoji.
Why did you send that emoji? Why did you send that?
Mm-hmm.
So Fitzy's still sticking with 70-30?
Still sticking with 70-30.
70% staying, right?
70% stay. All Brady wants is maybe a hug, an attaboy from Belichick, and just bring in a piece of talent. Because if you're going to compete in the AFC East next year, whether it's with Dalton, Stid, Bridgewater, Brady, you need more talent around him. And after Greg Olsen signed a one-year deal for $7 million yesterday, that sets your baseline for any sort of fantasy Gronk return. It'd be $11, $12 million to get him back for a year, and I just don't think they can afford him as much as we'd love to see it.
Oh, one other note, which I think is possibly significant. Mike Florio said if the new CBA is ratified, I believe, is the way he phrased it, the $13 million hit could get spread out over multiple years, so the Patriots might not take all $13 million of it this year.
That's good news.
Which is pretty good news for the Patriots. If
that is good news.
Want to resign. Drew Brees coming back for his 20th year. He announced that on Instagram yesterday. NHL trade deadline next Monday, but a couple of moves yesterday. The Bruins lost out on Brendan Dillon if they were in on him. Still rumored to be in on Chris Kreider from the Rangers. The Bruins in Edmonton tonight, 8:30 Eastern faceoff at Rogers Place. And, of course, we had the Rob Manfred out apologizing for calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. It's the Greg E. Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Out with regard to the Led Zeppelin discussion, in light of the news that our Danielle and my, and for like 2 months, Nick's former radio station, WAAF, has been sold to a Christian broadcaster.
Yes.
Turns out that J.J. Jackson, who went on to be an MTV VJ, was the first disc jockey to play Led Zeppelin. And he did it on the old WBCN.
Yes.
That's wrong. It was Ordway.
I don't think Glenn, I mean, Glenn has done play-by-play. I don't believe he was ever, was he ever a DJ? I don't think he was ever, was he ever?
He was on General Hospital.
Was he?
Back-selling songs.
When will that drop not be funny? Never.
Well, that's what he used to say when he was going to do like six in a row. He would say,
load him up.
Six in a row, commercial free.
There's actually a book out called J.J. Jackson Remembers Led Zeppelin, the Music, and the Guys Who Made It.
Well, I mean, that's when the DJ would pick their own songs. Everything wasn't programmed
for
them.
What? Yes. You mean, wait a minute.
Yes.
Are requests not a thing?
You pick your own songs.
Did you ever get to pick your own songs?
Yes.
28 years.
When I first started, I got to pick my own songs.
When they were on
record albums, they would... When I hosted a program on WAAF called The Electric Brunch.
Stop it. Was that a thing?
Yes. What do you mean?
That sounds like it should be a jazz
program. No. It was a psychedelic music kind of thing.
ELO?
No, I play like incense and peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock, you know, songs like this. Anybody over the age of 90 that's listening that remembers this one? Strawberry Alarm Clock on the Electric Brunch.
Good sense, innocence, cripple mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define.
Now, here's a text that says rock music is not dead in Europe. It's just dead here in the United States. And that's why you see all the big festivals and things in Europe.
I don't feel like, and I'm not a programmer or a radio professional by any means.
Yes.
But I feel like what a lot of the conventional quote unquote rock stations play is not a lot of the bands that I see up and coming on like these festival circuits and like bands that are consistently coming out with new albums. Again, maybe it's because it's heavier stuff. Maybe that's more what I'm listening to. But, you know, you see, you know, they've got the older rock, the AC/DC, the Guns N' Roses, all that conventional stuff. But there's a lot of newer stuff that's really, really good. You're just not hearing it played. And I don't know if that's because it doesn't test well or for radio reasons. But, you know, a lot of the acts that I listen to, you know, they did rotate some of them on AAF, but a lot of them don't get a ton of conventional radio play.
But you're like a metal fan.
Yeah, more like the hard rock in metal, but they're still rock.
You're
they
like
still
mosh
have mass appeal.
Death metal. Forget about hard rock.
I'm not talking about the death metal stuff, Ken. I'm talking about the stuff that floats at the edge of the hard rock.
By the way, so is Glenn.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to bringing Ken Glenn in the pit at House of Blues when Killswitch
Friday
plays.
I'm going to go to the Paradise to see Ordway in the sex chair.
Right?
Load him up.
Well, it's
going to be me and Glenn and All That Remains and Hell Yeah at the Palladium. Can't wait.
It is the end of an era though. That radio station that was the same format for 50 years. When you think about this radio station has been the same format for what, 20 years?
I think 91.
So you think it's 50, that's 50 years that you were a rock station in Massachusetts, and now you're on Saturday, you're about to become a contemporary Christian radio station. Oof. Here's a text asking, if we can finally stop requesting the homemade luge contest to make a comeback.
Oh, well, legal never would have approved that, but that was one of the best events
yeah,
ever. I was able to participate, I think, in three or four luges during my early career with WAF before it was shut down, but what the creativity and the dangerousness factor,
yeah,
plus the alcohol, just made it one of the most epic events ever. I'll never forget I think it was the second or third year that we had the luge that I was here. And here comes one of the luges during a test run, and it's about to come up in the little bowl where everything would dead out at the end, and Spaz pushed me in front of it. I still have a scar on my shin from getting hit by the luge. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, well, I haven't even thought about Spaz. I mean, here he's been for the last 3 or 4 years thinking he was going to get himself back on the radio. Made me get on as a part of the contemporary Christian format.
He did have a coming to God.
Maybe there's a place for him over there.
And speaking of programmers, how about both Joes here at 4:30 this morning? That's a little strange.
That was awkward.
They both
that was here awkward.
Right and early, getting everything ready to go.
Great coffee run.
Here's a 508 text that says, do you really think that your average Southie basic B is listening to rock music? I don't think so.
You know, this is a very interesting point, and you brought this up earlier, Greg, about the popularity of country right now.
Yeah.
I also think a lot of the new country that's popular is in part due to the gram. Because you have a lot of, especially Southern fashion bloggers. Nashville has blown up as a destination site over, what, the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. Everybody and his mother's going to Nashville. Plus, they developed a ton of new places. I feel like country shows, country artists, country venues are all a lot of good photo apps. So you have a lot of these people that are Instagram influencers that love country. And I feel like that's also, as much as we want to laugh at it, I feel like that also pushes the format.
No, smokes at the Zac Brown versus, like, smokes at the Disturbed show.
Well, it's a vastly different crowd.
Two different beasts
entirely. You don't think you're going to see the same kind of people at Zac Brown at a Fenway show as you're going to see at the Def Leppard Poison show?
It depends on how many
chins and hanging triceps we're counting. Right?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, like, it's just so easy. Nashville is the bachelor party, bachelorette party, and like country has just complete, and country rock, again, I point to Zac Brown. It is the most comfortable, it is the most fitting, non-controversial music you can have now. I like country, I like rock and roll.
Well, Zac Brown, both of them.
They're awesome.
Zac Brown is, that's a rock band. I mean, that's
really?
Not really, yes.
Not
you don't think
rock.
It's
no,
that?
No, they're not.
Yes,
no,
it is. It is. A lot of country music.
No.
A lot of, okay, then it's crossover.
Crossover, yes.
I mean,
I'll
a lot
give
of,
that.
Are they sponsored?
A lot of country music sounds the exact same to me as Southern rock.
Well, we are Country 93.7.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. When is that happening? Hello, Ed.
Hey, first of all, I just wanted to say I appreciate everything you did in AAF. I grew up listening to AAF back in the day with, like, John Oshlin, you know, someone who lives wild.
Yes.
And to hear that it turned into another K-Love just makes me sick.
K-Love?
I mean,
Christian,
or whatever it is, a contemporary Christian rock station, whatever it's turning into, it's horrible because there's not that many good stations. I mean, I listen in Rhode Island where I live, and I listen to HJY, and I flip back and forth between you guys.
HJY is still a rock station, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's weird though?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be 45, and like I said, when you guys in your 90s, you were playing radio. Appreciated everything you did in AS. I won a few contests for you guys. You, Chris Barbary back in the heyday, kicked ass on the radio. And
Kevin Barbary. Chris Angle, Kevin Barbary. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kevin Barbell.
Yes.
Oh, God, the Can Man must be up in arms.
I'm sure he's devastated. I'm sure he is devastated.
I'm surprised he hasn't tried to call me through Facebook Messenger yet this morning.
But I believe that their intent is to keep that station going on a couple of HD stations that we have.
Correct.
I'm saying
yes.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So, and who knows? Maybe LB will make a triumphant return on the new Christian contemporary format.
Maybe Pigs will fly. We don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? All right. We are going to get to the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, formerly the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Northeast Men's Health is now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
Remind me, you can't use your campaign coffers to buy things like gift cards for yourself, right?
I don't think you're supposed to.
Okay. No, it's against the law.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Lowell State Representative David Nangle was taken into custody. He's now free on $25,000 bond after he was arrested on federal corruption charges. They are alleging that Nangle pilfered thousands of dollars from his campaign account to pay personal debts, fund a gambling habit, and also buy things like gift cards for personal use. He's a Democrat. He's represented Lowell in the State House since 1999, so he's been around for ages.
Yeah.
He's charged with multiple counts of wire fraud, bank fraud, making false statements, and filing a false tax return.
He went to the casinos a lot.
He did. He liked the casinos quite a bit.
He wasn't winning, apparently.
No. Okay. Unfortunately. Yeah. Well, now he's going to be answering to a higher power and not the station taking over on Saturday. Fashion executive Peter Nygaard is accused of luring women to the Jeffrey Epstein compound. There's been a lot of buzz around this guy.
Who is he?
He's this like big fashion executive. He's a billionaire and he hangs out with all these uber rich guys. And there was a piece in the Daily Mail that came out a few days ago linking him to Prince Andrew.
Oh boy.
And there were photos, I think, of the two of them partying together in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Well, now there's information that has come out where he's accused of alluring at least 10 teenage girls to Jeffrey Epstein's compound and allegedly sexually assaulting them. So there's a big, big, massive investigation going on in conjunction with this.
Is anybody ever going to hold Prince Andrew accountable?
I hope so, because this is ridiculous. He's just kind of like, la, 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 over here. Don't worry about me. Minding my own business.
I mean, the only thing that the queen has done is yesterday she stripped the use of the terms Sussex from Meghan Markle and
Harry.
And Harry.
So much for those trademarks that you filed for.
Schultz fired.
Said that they...
You can't make any money off Royal Sussex. Right, sorry, loves.
Right.
Yep. They're doing the review and they're stripping that. So... Ay, ay, ay. Aubrey Huff, former MLB player, says he will not apologize for his tweets that got him banned from the Giants' planned World Series reunion. He spoke with TMZ Sports. He said he loves having fun with people. Let's hear what he had to say about his tweets.
Has there been a... If you issue an apology, if you change your Twitter, you can come. I mean, obviously, I know you just said you won't do it anyways, but if you say I'm sorry, you can come. Has there been any of that?
I'm not apologizing for something I'm not sorry for. You know, I think that's where a lot of the world today is struggling. I think this world, you know, and I've suffered from anxiety and depression in my life. And I know exactly the reason why. It's because I held all the things I wanted to say inside for the longest time. And the minute I started saying what I wanted to say and be who I really am as a person, all that stuff started going away. So, and I'm not going to apologize for something I'm not sorry for. This is who I am.
What do you say to people who are legitimately offended and it hurts them, you know, emotionally?
Then I say to them, get off Twitter. Get off social media. Don't follow me. Don't get on that. If you're that easily offended.
So to give you an example of a couple of the controversial tweets that people are upset about, one of them was sent in November where Aubrey had tweeted a picture of a gun rage with the caption, "Getting my boys trained up on how to use a gun in the unlikely event that Bernie beats Donald in the 2020 election." A lot of people took issue with that, and he followed up by saying, "Look, I'm going to teach my kids to shoot responsibly and make educated decisions and be safe around firearms."
Sure.
And then
he's not allowed to express his opinion.
He's not on Twitter, evidently.
You say anything else you want on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
Unless you're talking about teaching your kids how to properly use a weapon, mm-hmm. apparently.
I have a question. If there was a giant, former giant, a liberal, who said Donald Trump is a Nazi on Twitter, do you think he would be banned from going to the Giants reunion?
No.
Right. Therein lies the issue.
The answer is no. But good for him. He's standing up for it.
Then in January, he had sent a tweet about taking a flight to Iran and kidnapping about 10 women to bring them back here to fan us and feed us grapes, amongst other things. And then after the reaction to that blew up on Twitter, he tweeted another photo out and he said, "It's just a joke. Does nobody have a sense of humor anymore?"
No, they don't. The answer is no.
You can't.
The answer is no, they don't.
Ask Jeremy Roenick.
Right. Now, I have amazingly not yet figured how to get into the wormhole that's known as library porn on Pornhub, but I'm determined to find it now after this story came out of Ocean Park, California. Is that the other Ocean Park, the left coast Ocean Park?
Yeah, it must
be
the other Ocean Park.
There's video that has surfaced on the interwebs of a woman performing sex acts with a man inside the library for a pornographic video. Residents want to know how those people got involved, they were able to shoot a video in a library that's literally across the street from an elementary school.
Somebody had a key or something.
Somebody had a very stealthy camera situation. It's not available on any free porn websites. It was like one of those pay-per-click websites that it was uploaded to. So now they're doing a full investigation. The video has since been pulled down from the website that was hosting it. And the police are looking to figure out the identities of the individuals who shot that.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard.
You would think. I mean, can we release some stills, from the video? And incredibly, that didn't happen in Florida, which I'm a little surprised by, but this did.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, authorities have thankfully solved the mystery of why there were 50 jars of preserved human tongues in a crawl space under a house in Gainesville.
There could be so many explanations.
So many explanations. Turns out they were stored there back in the 60s and 70s for a research project done by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Bowman when he worked for the University of Florida. But when the tongues were, there were a couple of other things. Like, I don't know if you ever had, you don't see these anymore in the biology labs, but I remember that I believe one of my science teachers in high school still had the old fetus in the jar.
Yeah.
You don't really see those around these
fetus
days.
Fetus in the jar,
fetus in the jar, that was a little creepy. Yeah. But we have some audio here from a police spokesperson, Jorge Campos.
During his research, when he was early in his career, way back in the 60s and 70s, brought the specimens with him when he came to Florida to work at the University of Florida with the intention of using it in additional research. They had forgotten that those specimens were there, but once we presented it to them, they immediately remembered, oh, those are the specimens from the research.
Oh, right. Those. Sorry about those. We also have audio from a UCF spokesperson.
I don't know what the policies and laws would have been like 50 years ago or whenever it was, but I can tell you that today that's not something that would be permitted.
Well, especially not with the coronavirus.
No,
definitely not. Or do you want to be carrying, like, human tongues around from the 1950s or whatever?
Although the formaldehyde in the jars probably would kill it.
By the way, do you notice the mayor went to get lunch yesterday with his staff in Chinatown?
Got to show it's safe.
But what, people aren't, they're not going to Chinatown because of the coronavirus?
My mother mentioned this to me the other day, that she had read something about not attendance, but business at a lot of Chinese restaurants is going down because people are afraid of the coronavirus.
Hmm? Well, they're not serving bat soup.
No,
they're serving food that's made here in the United States of America.
Yeah, people are just making assumptions.
They're not.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're
going.
Not eating Chinese food.
Chinese kids. Yep.
There's actually a social media campaign that's in Australia right now for people to go out and eat Chinese food with a hashtag, I will eat with you. And they're trying to get people to go out and stop avoiding the Chinese restaurants.
Speaking of the mayor, by the way, he also said the marathon is going to go on as planned. I know you mentioned yesterday that how the Tokyo Marathon is only allowing elite runners to run because of fears of the coronavirus. Mayor Walsh said that things are going to go forward as scheduled.
Well, they had an actual case in Tokyo, so I guess that's somewhat legit.
Yeah.
But, it doesn't seem like there's any reason to do anything with regard to the Boston Marathon because of coronavirus.
Well, and are they listening to Wiggy? I mean, it's fizzled out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not trending.
It's fizzled out.
I feel like the coronavirus, like it's 15 minutes of fame is starting to kind of fizzle a little.
Come on down to Wiggy's in Easter. You get a Corona fizzle now, $7.
The actress who played Winona Woods on Good Times has passed away. I don't know if it's Janet or Janae Dubois, but she was 74. She was found dead yesterday in her home. No cause of death had been reported. She had been in good health recently. And if you recall the show Good Times, Winona was most famously known as Penny's adopted mother. And if you're anything like me, the scene when she goes to burn Penny with the iron will never leave your memory. It's one of the most traumatic TV events of my childhood.
Oh, wasn't that a comedy?
It was, but they had some very serious social themes that went throughout the show occasionally.
I like when the sitcoms addressed the important social themes.
Right.
Late 70s, early 80s, that's where the very special episode came from, which taught us all of our values, morals, and lessons. Like, I know never to take chewing gum and wine in a bike shop from a guy from WKRP in Cincinnati, thanks to Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Pretty good theme song. All right, that's sad. Anything else, Danielle?
Yes, Utah has voted to decriminalize polygamy. Go figure.
Finally.
They voted in the Senate unanimously on Tuesday to effectively decriminalize polygamy among consenting adults. The penalty for plural marriage would be reduced from a felony to an infraction, which is basically on par with a traffic ticket. I believe the punishment would be limited to a fine of $750 and community service. No jail time will be imposed. So if you want to subject yourself to multiple types of torture, go right ahead. It's only going to cost you $750. Don't know why you would bother.
Quick heat check on Utah. So polygamy will now be legal, but you cannot go to a bar and get a beer served over a higher ABV of 3.8%. Okay, just checking.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is correct. Hypocrisy, thy name is Mormon. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jay?
So I don't think that it's necessarily dead. I just don't think that people listen to music anymore on celestial radio, or terrestrial radio, excuse me, for music. They use all the streaming services. Like, my kids wouldn't even know what FM radio was.
You're talking about WAAF.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that there was a time when the only place you could get music was the radio. And how old are your kids?
19 and 20, and then 16. The 16-year-old was the one I asked to put it on AAF the other day in the car. EEI, and she didn't even know what I meant.
Like, no idea when it comes to FM radio.
No clue. They don't touch it, don't use it. Yeah. My 19 and my 20-year-old have never even turned it on in their cars.
No, I think I was saying earlier, I think there'll be a period of time soon where there's no music on the radio whatsoever anymore.
Just the talking heads. Yay. Yes. We're all very excited.
Yes. All right. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.